Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into The Naughty Show.
Hey, Gareth.
Did you get any fun dates coming up?
At the end of this month, last weekend of February 27th through that Sunday, I will be with Steve Byrne and Mike O'Connell at the Ontario Improv. And then I think March 8th at 11:30, I'll be doing a headlining set of Flappers, which means 30 minutes of nonstop comedy, except for a couple minutes in the middle when I just get really real.
Illuminati, I will be in Portland March 18th at the Funhouse. Then Seattle March 19th. I will be at the Highline Bar. And then the following, that weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I will be at Heckler's in Victoria. So go to samtriple.com, check all the dates. Vicky, any dates?
March 7th, Whittier, California. I'll be at the Ultra Lounge at the Radisson.
That's so awesome. Comedy. Congratulations. That's great.
Thanks.
I love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Love
and
you, Illuminati.
Enjoy the show.
And Sam, don't forget to tell them the catchphrase.
Thanks for listening, guys, because without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
Sam Tripoli, always put the sweetest button on the blazer.
This week in the All Things Comedy Spotlight, it's Farley Brothers Radio, comprised of comedians Kevin and John Farley and host Carissa Costa. They've been fortunate to have a steady stream of amazing guests like David Spade, Norm MacDonald, Sandra Taylor, Andy Dick, and Chris Kattan. Check them out at allthingscomedy.com or tweet them at Farley Brothers Radio.
Welcome! It's The Naughty Show, in case you didn't know, here on Playboy Radio, 7th Heaven.
Is it starting?
Also available on All Things Comedy. We are live.
Whoa.
Yeah, the kids love it.
The kids are back.
Guys, excited to be here. It's the big 199.
Oh! Yeah, wow.
No, even the kids are... Okay, thank you.
199, not a one of the pays.
It's the big 199. We're getting ready for the big 200. Excitement, even though I don't know what's going on in that episode. Vicky's very tight-lipped. She's not discussing it. She's not going to give us any clues of who's going to come in here and surprise us.
I will reveal nothing. It'll be great.
This is how I operate every week on the podcast. So now you get to walk a mile in my shoes.
Oh, but we do that on purpose, though.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You just come in, you react to the chaos.
I like to react.
Yeah.
In the moment reactions.
That means no work while you shoot stuff for Hulu or something.
Oh, here we go.
Here
we go. Big pull of the Red Bull for Sam Tripoli.
How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
I got booed at my friend's memorial.
Right into
How was
it.
Yours, Vicky?
We're going right into it. I just got some new flooring, and I'm thrilled.
Let's talk about it.
Let's flooring. Talk about my
let's
flooring. About
well, let's
flooring.
Go in. Let's go in order of most interesting things that anyone
I
has
think
said so far.
Flooring and is the most interesting.
Vicky, what kind of floor?
I'm so glad you guys agree. It's Pergo. It's pet resistant, and it's all through my home.
Now, let me ask: did you have a lot of men working in your house?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of sweat?
I guess I tried to stay outside.
Really?
A lot of Russians.
That's kind of shady.
And they did a great job.
But they, yeah. Could they not stop talking about Sochi? Is that all they were talking about? Sochi.
You know, we're going to build you a floor that is top-notch, like much like Olympic game we put on at Sochi. top-notch Olympic game on Sochi, top-notch floor for you, okay?
It was supposed to take...
You're going to win gold medal as far as that thing you walk on in your home.
It was supposed to take 6 days, and they were done in two.
But was it like the Sochi Olympics where there was a lot of stuff missing? Like there was just huge holes in your floor. There was a wolf, like mauling
people. Yeah, how many wild dogs did you have to kill to get these floors
in? It looked pretty legit. The only shady thing was there was some tile under the carpet in the bedroom that we thought they were just supposed to leave alone and put over it, and they ripped that shit up. And it's like, I hope that wasn't asbestos all through our house.
Probably was.
Probably, but the floors look great.
That's great. So, did you take any pictures of them?
Yeah, of course.
Can we see the pictures of the floors at some point?
Yeah,
that's
I'll break
great.
Them out at some point.
All
pass
right.
them over.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm fine. And then
what'd you
Sam,
do this
I,
weekend? What'd you do?
Sam, you know, I took in a good book. You know me.
You
just
did some
a
reading?
Bookworm. A worm. No, I was shooting this this thing for Hulu.
Okay, what is
Ooh.
It?
It's this series, the original series in its second season
it's
called
a comedy?
Quick Draw. Yeah, it's a comedy.
And what was your character?
I was Edwin Starr, who is a con man. and a great guy.
Did you choose Skull Bandits? Did you choose Skull Bandits during it? Did you have Chew in?
No Chew. But they shoot it in this town that's all like, it's really fucking weird because you are dressed like it's the Old West. They shoot in a town that's like the Old West. And you just are walking around with like a gun and a holster. You know, you are kind of just like, man, fuck everything, right? You know, you just sort of get, you're like eating Cheetos, like.
What is that? What is that?
It's just, just an old, that's, you know, you go to the blacksmith, you go to the jackhammer guy. It's the Old West, baby.
That's how you do. I don't even know what that was. Like old time movies?
Yeah.
A western?
Oh, I thought it was a jackhammer. That makes more sense. Jackhammer. I was like, I
would have accepted horse going. Hurr.
Yeah, I would have accepted. But what's up with you?
Did they have you wear chaps?
I insisted.
Any pictures?
I have a picture actually.
Here's my picture of the floors while he's getting it.
Oh, my God. Boston Garden floors.
I don't know what
Boston Garden floor. Oh, yeah. That's fucking great. That is a Boston Garden floor.
Look at that.
And you don't even appreciate it, Vicky.
Boston Garden floors. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. Take a look at that.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
wow.
You're the guy that wears a hat?
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy who runs the gay bar in every, like, Western?
I was just saying we should have more gay rumors, Sam. I was just saying that's what the show needs. There's a couple more of those to be passed around. So that's good.
That's awesome, dude. I'm so excited. I don't get Amazon, but I'm excited for you.
Well, it's Hulu, so it doesn't matter.
I don't get that either, but that's awesome.
You'll be able to see it, Tim. We'll find a way.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, it's your act. It was a lot of fun, but I'll be in the bread line just like everyone else. So don't you worry about a thing. I'll be right there with a picture of my iPhone of me dressed up sort of like
that's
a cowboy.
That's so great that you played the gay character. That was really great.
Wait, now I feel like...
It was
a spaghetti western.
I feel like you're burying the lead a little bit here. That was a very exciting weekend.
That is.
Garrett.
It's so exciting. I mean, like, my favorite thing is westerns. There hasn't been a great western for a long time. When was the last great western movie to come out? Anybody?
Unforgiven.
There you go. And that was, what, 10, 12 years ago?
More. I bet it would piss you off how long ago that was.
15.
I would be willing.
Django.
Okay. Django.
Django.
That's
a good
it.
Western.
Well, that just shit on that that fucking
that was
fire.
That's a fun theory, though. Anyway, speaking of...
I would have accepted what is Django Unchained.
Anyway, speaking of moving on from topics...
Yes.
How are you again?
What happened?
Okay. Controversy!
Oh, boy.
Dun, 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 dun.
A friend of mine over recently, within the last 2 weeks, passed away from a heart attack, which makes like my eighth friend in 2 years. It really sucks. He was a really funny guy. His name was James Hanna. He was a black comedian. I used to run a bunch of back, really great rooms. And I used to play the rooms all the time. I used to do the black scene all the time.
Right.
Because there wasn't as many comedy clubs in L.A. then as there is now.
And that's probably where the liking the N-word during sex comes from. Probably.
No, that comes from the Mexican I plowed in the back of my Montero, dropping it on me while I was trying to take back my country. Okay?
Yeah!
Bam, the kids get it.
Kids are into that.
And then I got a joke about how I like black chicks. I come from a long line of men who like black women. Because I love their purple pussies, I say. And
sure.
I did this. James Hanna had a memorial. Well, more of like a celebration of his life. And I was asked to perform in it. And I was the only white guy because I used to perform with all these people all the time. And the room was all black. And I was like, hey, man, I love black chicks. I love their purple pussies. And I just got booed at the fucking event.
Oh, wow.
And well, I got it back, and I kept going, but at some point, I'm like, I just don't want to make a weird situation. The guy ran the show, the two dudes who ran the show were like, dude, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. They couldn't stop laughing.
Dude.
But then one dude was like, hey, dude, you're really funny. I mean, you said some racist shit, but it's really funny. And I kind of got upset because I felt if I didn't say that joke, listen, that joke is in the... lineup of jokes I've been doing regularly. Do
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've done it in front of I've done it in front of groups of black women who laugh at it and think it's funny.
Do you ever call yourself the purple pussy eater?
Yes.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Okay. Yes.
Good.
I do.
Great.
I was telling Vicky that I've fucked more black women than the Republican Party.
He did say that.
Okay? That's what I've done. So, I mean, I didn't take it as a racist thing.
Okay.
And that's the controversy right
now. I don't see. Okay, I'll say a couple things. One, when you give the headline of I got booed at my friend's funeral.
No, I didn't say that. I said memorial. Right.
Memorial, well, sorry. You do picture a scenario where you're standing around some wreaths just being like crazy. But they're doing stand-up. So
right.
So fuck that. I mean, if the guys who ran the show come up to you after, the difference here is that somebody died.
Yes.
Right?
And he's my friend.
And yeah, but normally.
And the worst part of it, there wasn't a lot of people there. That's what made me even more sad.
Right.
Because he was a great guy.
Yeah.
He was a nice dude. And it wasn't a packed room. I don't want to take anything away from the club because the club itself is a phenomenal club. Inside Jokes, you ever been there?
No.
Fucking a great club. And they were, I got a text from the guy who books me. He goes, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So
I'm still laughing.
You're not bombing. I mean, that's not, that is like.
But the ladies booed me and they're like, are you heckling at me at my friend's memorial? They're like, yeah, the purple pussy joke. And I go, what? You got purple pussies. What do you want from me? They're like, hey, man. Like, well, you better get your chicks checked. I'm like, no. Okay, did you not hear the joke? I come from a long line of dudes who've hooked up with chicks. My brother bangs black women. My dad bangs black women. I mean, it's a family tree, banging black chicks. And I understand black women in this country are very sensitive because they feel like they, and I was telling Vicky this today, they feel they've been marginalized, that, you know, they're not really in the who everybody's looking for. I find black women very attractive.
Do you think if you'd referred to them as purple Americans, that would have helped?
Yes. Your sweet purple American pussy?
Yeah, you guys, you're not black women, you're purple Americans.
Was Shaniqua there? Did she boo you?
No, but again, there's another chick getting angry at me for nothing.
But Sam, you as a comedian, you a lot of times, like, what you do is you'll push the line. And a lot of times you end up with the fucking Stanley Cup in your hands because you fucking murder it.
Right.
But every now and then, you know, you're going to have a year where you miss the fucking playoffs. But
still,
you're hoisting you're crying
in
the locker room.
That thing has kind of led me to this whole thing where I honestly think about quitting comedy all the time.
Why? Why do you say that?
I just feel like I've just tried to do something, and I don't know if people like it that much. And when I see what people are looking for, I just don't want to do it. I just don't enjoy it.
Gareth, he calls me today, and he tells me he's going to start driving a taxi
That
cab.
Is the legitimate thing I'm thinking about doing.
Well, Vicky, part of the reason why he says that is because he has such easy access to getting in the front of a cab. He's Armenian.
See?
What?
Oh, you racist!
What?
Boo!
What? What? No, no, no. Come on.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. Or an Uber. The point is,
he said that.
Yeah,
I was thinking about doing Uber.
It's a little more classy, and you probably get more chicks.
The only
in the
reason
back.
Why you should be an Uber driver is for the off chance that someday I'll order an Uber and it'll be you.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be so great.
It'd be amazing. But the thing is, like, so I don't know what is specifically is pissing you off or who, like, what you see. But there's always like flash in the pan shit. But you do something that you believe in,
right?
That is like something that you have done for a while. You've logged a lot of hours into it. You definitely have a brand. You definitely have people who know you from something,
right?
I mean, those are things that, like, a lot of people, if you put that on a piece of paper and we're like, hey, this will be your life in Los Angeles, they'd be like, that's fucking dope. And you're still working and hustling, and you're doing fucking stand up all the time. You're making a living. I mean,
I don't know, dude. I do make a living. I can't complain, and I've been doing better as the years go, but I just don't know. What's the end game, dude?
Sam, without you, we're just listening to ourselves.
Thank you.
There they are.
So that's where I'm at. So any day now, you might find me blowing my brains out. But with that, I want to get to get ready for the sound effect. Get ready.
9:30.
Controversy!
Controversy.
I'll take that. We're not replacing you. That's not the Indian call center
Bullshit,
over there.
Bullshit, dude. Just because it can fucking do it very accurately, it doesn't mean it's right. You're taking a goddamn job out of my hand in this economy?
No, we'll always give it to you. Controversy.
Bam, bam, bam. See, I can do it, too.
There we go. You both can do it. controversy. Miss Naughtylicious, Mixy, puts out tweet stating, word vomit at its finest. Should we be offended?
Ooh.
Offended.
Word, what, for this show?
The episode she came on with Joe DeRosa, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
She labeled as word vomit, and I'm quoting, word vomit at its finest.
Well, oh boy. Oh boy.
Sound effect.
Oh boy. That was my mouth, by the way, for those of you listening. I don't know. I feel like that is a little offensive, right?
I found it very offensive.
At least it's the finest.
I mean, that's like the best of the worst.
Yeah, that really is.
To me, that's like being named the all-star to the Negro Leagues. Anybody?
I didn't think to get offended at
it. It's a gold medal at the Special Olympics is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I felt like the word vomit was, you know, like, it's not scripted. We're just talking. We're just improvising. I thought that's all she meant. I didn't take it. But then he pointed out how vomit has such a negative connotation.
I mean, does it never not have a negative connotation? Has vomit ever been seen in a positive light?
Well, I think, you know, like bulimics would, in the throes of bulimia, would look at vomit positively.
Okay.
So
what you're saying is that she realizes there's a lucrative bulimic podcasting crowd out there that she's trying
Sam,
to
it's
reach.
Sam, it's all about targeting your demo, and maybe hers is just, you know, she's calling out the bulimics.
Well,
that's
dumb.
Right. That's
hashtag,
her language.
Hashtag purge.
That's her language. Maybe her followers, you know, vomit. I mean, you know, you saw how they were dressed. They're rebels.
Yes.
At its finest.
They fuck in cemeteries. Now, our crack staff has reminded me that I've said I want to be king shit on Turd Island. But
that is because the island is a turd. And Sam wants to be shit and the king of it. That makes sense to me. You're saying I want to be top dog.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Now, if she said, in the land of vomit, this is... I can't even make it work. No, I got nothing.
I find it offensive.
I was deep in that one.
I find it offensive.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I really didn't.
I think it's because you both are like kind of punk rock chicks.
Maybe. It just didn't think... I don't know. But then you pointed it out, and now I've been thinking about it.
And you came to the conclusion. What do you think?
I thought she had a good time. She gave us all tickets to her show.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
Oh, and she's playing music vomit?
Okay, this is what we do. This is what we do. We go to the show, and we tweet that afterward. Music vomit at its finest.
She's going to come up and be like, thank you. And then we're going to be like, oh.
All right.
Is there someone we can go and we can comment? Hey, this is awesome vomit. And see how she reacts.
Yeah, Twitter.
This is awesome fucking vomit.
Awesome vomit, yeah.
This is the best vomit you can get. This is top shelf vomit.
All you can eat barf.
Hey, this is a vintage year of vomit. This is like a 1854 classic bottle of vomit.
This vomit has been put in an oak barrel, and it's been kept in a cellar under the perfect temperature. And we're about to uncork a bottle of this, and we can all have a sip of it. Now remember, guys, swish it around in your mouth, swish it around in your mouth, and then vomit it back into the vomit bin. There you go. And what does everyone think of that? Breathe nice, doesn't it, guys? Doesn't that breathe nice? Oh, that is yummy. Mm-mm-mm. Life at the top.
Stop. No, stop.
Sam is dying at the vomit.
The combination of you. Oh, man. Well, we're 18 minutes into this hour. And how's it going so far? Fuck, man. I just thought it was offensive. I called up Charlie trying not to go crazy.
And did you go crazy?
Okay, I'm going to let everyone seem to want to comment on this. Charlie, what would you like to say about it?
I mean, you did call me up, and I was driving home from a show, and you were like, hey, what does this mean? And I was like, well, I mean, vomit's sort of a pejorative.
Here's what's happened.
But I don't know if it's diminutive.
Stop. Yeah. What happened, I go, what do you think of fucking word, the phrase word vomit? And he didn't know what I was talking about. He goes, that doesn't sound good. That's kind of negative. That's blah, blah, blah.
Hold
right? And I go, okay. So
it's
what
a trap.
So then he calls me up and is like, what are you talking about? I go, oh, so you didn't see it. your Miss Naughtylicious that you hired called our show Word Vomit. And he's like, you just saw him going,
okay.
No.
No, he said, what do you think of the term word vomit? I said, love it. He said, what does it mean? I said, talking too much without thinking. And then he says, so it's not good. No, not really. Hilarious, but not complimentary. And then he said, I'm about to go nuts. Emoji of a firearm. And then...
what? It's so hilarious, the things that bother you.
Okay, we're looking up word
Here we
vomit
go.
Right now.
At the end of the day, like I told you in the text, what she did was she put up a picture of her and me on the show. I think she was trying to be self-deprecating and diminutive to herself because it's a funny show. She doesn't know how to be a funny person. And Joe was fucking killing it the entire show. There's no way anybody can listen to that and be like, that wasn't an hour of fucking killer fucking radio.
Okay. All right. Well, you made your point.
I do want
Go
to
up.
Say this.
I think the first one is. I want to read the first one.
All right. Wait. But first.
Okay.
So the listeners know the tweet that she wrote word vomit in really implicated Charlie more than anyone because it was a picture of you and her.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So if he's not offended, it's weird you are, but go ahead. Define the term.
Word vomit, according to Urban Dictionary, is a point in a conversation where you say something that you really don't mean to.
Like
that sounds like you all over. That's almost every other phrase.
Well, she's probably just trying to be sweet. That's what I think at the end of the day. She probably meant it in a nice way. That's what I would say.
All right. All right. Well, so there's no controversy.
And she, no, Sam, there was a controversy. A lot of times controversies get resolved. And this has been a controversial resolvement.
To be honest, I've wanted to bone her for like a decade. So
I
my
know
opinion
that.
Is not important.
I know that. All right. Well, let's move on. Lately, we have been named to a couple. Some people have basically taken our podcast and put it out to their listeners and said how much they like our podcast.
I just saw another one.
Yeah.
I just saw a website that we're on. Did you see that?
Which one?
I want to say Aaliyah Janine.
Yes, I think
that's is that
bad.
Right?
Yeah. Adult film star.
I think so. She has a website, and we're one of the links, and you click it, and there's all pictures of us and all the episodes. It's awesome. And the other one is Whiskey and Cigarettes.
Well, no, first we had On It, right?
Yes.
Or On Podcast. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The On Podcast. And then we had the On Podcast, and they put out...
they did a YouTube. They consolidated, I think it was the butthole contest.
Yeah, they were talking about how much they enjoyed our butthole contest, which seemed to be the shit. Everybody seemed to enjoy it.
Literally.
Yay!
No.
And now these new guys, they got a podcast called Whiskey and Cigarettes. It's a podcast about podcasts. Named us one of the best podcasts of the week. Who are we with?
We are with Tell 'em Steve Dave. Dork Forest, Dana Gouldauer, Man School, Fitzdog Radio, Harmontown, and more. But those are all
huge.
Good.
Pretty good list.
Our friend Caleb Bacon. A lot of friends of
that
show.
Is. That is a good list.
Yeah. Becky Cation.
I feel like people are actually listening to
it. Oh, yeah. But it's such a shame that you're going to kill yourself and Nick Drake the whole fucking thing.
Who you guys? Okay, let's discuss, after I blow my brains out, who are you going to replace me with?
No, that we're discussing it before you blow your brains out.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Who are we replacing you with?
Yeah.
Sam, I mean, look, you can't be replaced, but, I mean, if we have to think of people who could replace you, I mean, a lot of names come to mind.
I'd love to hear that. I would
you
love to
fucking
hear that.
Your face. You were like, you died and wanted to be a pro, right? That's exactly what happened. That was when we asked DeRosa what he thought of L.A.
Yeah.
He gave a list of beautiful things that he knew were beautiful things, but in the most melancholy tone.
Right.
When I just said that, your fucking face.
Yeah.
Sam, nobody could replace you. Again, this is your fucking show. So, I mean, look, I'd probably do it. Anyway.
You would replace me?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
I would love to do that show where I could just sit there and be you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you drive
the
show.
Anytime I've hosted this show when you've been gone, which has been horrible, it is a completely different thing. To do.
What sense?
It is more, it's work. I just sit here. Look, sometimes I'm residually baked, and I'll just sit down here and just say funny things that come to my mind. you'll sit there and you have to interview. It's a lot tougher. It's not easy.
It isn't easy, but you make my job easy. She makes my job easy. Oh, everybody else Sam. Makes my job easy.
Sam.
So it should be easy to replace me.
When I wouldn't want to replace you, Sam.
What?
I wouldn't want to replace you. I would be so fucking relieved it was over.
Really?
I'd be like, oh, now we can stop.
Really?
He's gone.
You want to stop the show?
Gareth would be like, oh, I'll do it. I'm like, no, we can't replace Sam.
Me and Vicky.
So what would you do, Vicky? If we got rid of the show, what would you do?
What, with my life?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vicky's down. Vicky is down.
I'll just let the sound effects speak for
she's
me.
She's okay. She's cognitive.
All right. So let's go into, before we get into the other big news, since we're talking about people like us, let's get into our 5-star reviews.
Hey. Woo!
There's a sound
Sam
effects, right?
Tripoli, huh?
Do we have a 5-star review sound effect?
Oh, I thought you were dating a machine, so I moved on. 5-star reviews, Sammy. 5-star reviews, as we all know, brought to you by L.A. Speedweed.
Oh!
L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service. That's L.A.
Joyce
Speedweed.
In studio is good friend, has been a while, Gino.
Gino.
You guys.
Gino, welcome back in the saddle.
So happy to be here.
What are you doing? Oh.
And again, Sam, what we're talking about here is L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service. Goddamn, Gino, it's been a while. That's right. You can reach them at 888-860-8472. Speedweed.com, 888-860-8472 for the best weed in your lungs.
Thanks for having me, guys. I heard that you might be looking for a driving job. And
Gino, you have it so
you
fast.
If you just take all of our Armenian patients, I'd be happy. We'll hire you as the Armenian driver.
Oh, you could be the Armenian.
Yes.
Too much of a reach?
All right, dude. Just email me the application. I'll fill it out. Let's read it.
Well, it's great to be back in the saddle again, this time high as a kite, Sammy, which leads us to the 5-star reviews. Number 3 is the team not legally allowed in Playboy. This one, of course, is from Jay Loves Movies. When Alexander Bell invented the cell phone, he was really only trying to find the portable way to get his hands on this podcast. Even though I heard Sam had a hand in the creation of Tilkum the Whale, he probably meant well. But Gareth totally makes up for it with all of his wicked Topher Grace impersonations. I don't know what that means necessarily, and I probably don't want to find out because it'll give me a complex. Number 2, best show ever, ? Hell yeah, it is, says we're all in loving it with a number of dashes. Tripoli and crew bring the wood every time. Lorenzo Lamas, check. Tune in now, and you can say that you knew Sam Tripoli before he was voted the world's number one comedian of all time.
Oh, thank
Stay
you.
Stay black. Couple things I love about that is that the one question asked is Lorenzo Lamas. Normally, after a check, there's a few things. Lorenzo Lamas, check. You know, a couple other people. This guy, Lorenzo Lamas, check.
Oh, that's all we needed.
No need to move on.
All righty. Number 1, Sam, titled simply Hilarious by Jay Moncada. Love this podcast. It had been a while since I heard it. Keep up the good work. Sam, love you, buddy.
Now do this. Take it, flick it over one. There should be one more pick.
Flicking it over one, Sam. Flicking the bean. Here we go. Let's go to number 5. So the order of this is not necessarily what we wanted, but the point is you're all getting mentioned. The Devil Made Me Love It by Comedy Groupie. My pastor played an episode of The Naughty Show for us in Bible study class as an example of the kinds of temptations we should try to resist. But as I listened, the pastor's talk about fires and brimstone stopped making sense, and all I could hear was Sam talking about butt licking. I've since left the church and married a great man who tosses my salad all day. Thanks,
yes.
Naughty Show.
Yeah. Thank you, children.
Thanks, Comedy Groupie.
This is my favorite review we've ever had on the show. It's simply titled 5 stars. It's a 5-star review by Chad Fly. And all he says is 5, the number, which I think really... I'm sorry, no, the title of it is 4.5 stars. And then he gave it 5 stars, and then he just wrote 5. So,
is that it?
Nope, there's one more. I can't read the title of it, but it's... Oh, no, that's it. That's it, Sammy. That was our 5-star reviews brought to you by L.A. Speedweed. L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service.
Nice.
Ooh.
So, Gino, hang out with us for a while. If you have anything you want to say, feel free to jump in.
I'll jump right in. Thanks.
Really quickly, our good friends, and I'm going to tell you, I think we had a huge amount to do with this. Our good friends at the Comedy Film Nerds podcast have reached their goal.
Yes. Their Kickstarter ended. They reached their goal and surpassed it by thousands of dollars.
How did they do that?
They raised $139,000 to make their documentary about podcasting.
Wow.
But when they were on the show, what were they at? They were like 60 grand short.
And yeah, that morning they were around the 50, and then I think maybe they got to the 70s, and then over the last few days they fucking surpassed it. I mean, that's crazy.
It's obviously that's crazy. To do with the Naughty Show, right?
Yeah, I mean, duh. You can say what you want. Yeah.
Duh.
We're probably about 40% of that money.
Steve Burns' show is great. They came on our show.
Yep.
They blew up. LA yep. Speed Weed still, number one show off of our show.
Yeah, number one show in weed.
Yep. Comedy Film Nerds.
Comedy Film Nerds. Now they're making a documentary about podcasts.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah, the Star Sisters come showed on. Their buttholes. I mean, come on.
Lorenzo Lamas, check.
Yeah.
We've got
Lorenzo Lamas was on our show with his wife. I don't know if you know them.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I saw
Gino, you've been listening to all the episodes in anticipation of tonight just to know all the plot lines.
Gino, were you at the roast? You were at the roast, right?
I was at the roast, yes.
Yeah, they boned in our bathroom.
God bless them.
Yeah. Have you seen our bathroom? La room to bone.
Lorenzo Lamas couldn't get out of the building without throwing a bang at his wife.
Yeah.
Now, how did you find out? By noise or smell?
Come on. People it's the Lamases. They're so pretty. They don't leave a smell. Yeah.
The crew heard it. They heard them.
Yeah.
But by the time we went to confront them, they were gone.
Much like the renegade he portrayed on that syndicated show. Right?
Right. Right.
Now, Gino, you love the renegade, right?
Love it. I used to... That was back-to-back with... There could be only one.
Highlander.
Yeah, they were back to back when I was.
Was that a TV show at one point? Yeah. I thought that was a movie.
Then they made a TV
Adrian
show.
Someone.
Turns out there could be more than one.
Yeah, there's so many Highlanders.
There could be a few.
How long do they make Black Highlanders?
Blylander.
Is that what they do? They take it and then they make it like.
Yeah, but it's you got to cut off their dick instead of their head.
How about just the head of their dicks?
Just the head of their dicks, yeah. No!
She's up there. Oh! Ah! It's sad news.
What?
Harold Ramis died.
Oh, yeah.
At 69. How sad is that?
That sucks.
Aww.
That is, I mean, a lot
How
of...
did he die? I didn't hear how he died.
He had an autoimmune disease. Yeah.
What? He had an autoimmune disease and he got sick in the last
He auto-tuned his immune disease?
Autoimmune disease? Is that...
How do you do that?
I guess if we were to come up with an acronym, it would be AID. Doesn't ring a bell. So what did he, what autoimmune disease did he die of that isn't AIDS?
I'm not a full doctor, even though I have a lot of patients, so I can't exactly answer
That's right,
that.
He has a lot of patients, but he's answering the phones at LA Speedweed. Sometimes he gets behind schedule, and he has a lot of patients with his patients. Keep going, Gino.
But I want to say that that kills the possibility for another Ghostbusters, which was in the works.
Now, are you sad about that?
He could be a ghost.
I mean, I got to say, I was looking forward to it.
Why?
I like Bill Murray in anything.
He wasn't going to do it.
Well, that was the holdup. So, but he was still holding out. There was always hope.
Hold on. Are we saying that? Did he die of AIDS?
No.
AIDS. Yeah,
it was a blood vessel.
Like cousin
problem.
Of AIDS?
Cousin. I don't think it was
Shades?
Like a sexually transmitted disease. At least that's not what it said in Variety. But
yeah,
I don't think it was.
Maybe it's an autoimmune disease not transferred by sex, is what he died of. They should just say cancer.
But
hepatitis
is an autoimmune disease, which is equally as bad as AIDS. Something like rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease that I got to give patients a lot of medication for. So, you know, and that's not something that you catch. That's something that you just develop. So, you know, it's hard to say what it is as an autoimmune disease.
Do you think it's weird that when someone dies of cancer, it has a different kind of feeling if someone dies of AIDS? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's a great question.
It's like weird. Someone dies of cancer, you're like, oh, that's so tragic. Someone dies of AIDS, like, what weird shit that they get into.
Well, yeah. I think there's still that stigma that everyone feels that AIDS is related to drugs, sex, you know, whether it's gay or not. Whereas, you know, cancer, no one...
Right.
Everyone's eating cheeseburgers and dying from cancer, so no one really thinks of it as different. Like, oh,
Except
that could happen
Chinese,
to me.
The Chinese, man. They don't even know what cancer is because they have a different diet.
Mm-hmm.
They asked them about. They asked Chinese women about breast cancer. Like, we have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, maybe the Chinese government just won't let them speak openly about it. Our breasts are top notch.
Oh, great!
What was that one more time?
Oh, really? Oh, great!
Oh my god. Dude, that, that is the best character of all time. The Kim Jong-il at Team America.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Oh, I had no idea what it was.
When
I'm
he
like,
sings,
what,
I'm Ron
what is happening?
I'm Ron Ray, part of me.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, man. What else we want to get into?
That is
Hold
crazy.
Hold on. What?
Wait. Yeah, I was just waiting for you to stumble onto that tidbit. That's some controversy.
Controversy? Controversy?
What?
Fred Stoller getting sued for $1 million?
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa. Our good friend Fred Stoller being sued for $1 million.
Well, it wasn't because he was on our porn acting class episode,
now let's
was it?
Play a game. What is Fred Stoller getting sued for?
Oh, I know. I bet I know.
Okay, let's go. Let's should we go around the room? Should we
Yeah.
All the room or just right here?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Just
Do you guys even know who Fred Stoller is? You guys weren't here? Do you know who he is? Nope. Okay.
No, Lenny so does, but he knows.
Lenny knows the real answer. Yeah. Look at Lenny, so you shit-eating grin motherfucker. Look at him, he's like, I know everything.
Why is it a shit-eating grin?
Because it's like, I don't know. At some point, someone ate some shit.
I mean, just a psychopath ate a pile of shit and smiled, and everyone's like, hey, man, that's an expression waiting to happen.
It's him.
But you'd think a shit-eating grin would be more, like, gnarled, like, disgusting.
No, it should be like, oh, no, he had a shit-eating frown. He looked right, shit-eating pissed.
Why aren't they? It should just, anybody who eats, like, chocolate pudding should have a shit-eating grin,
it's
right?
Pudding. Give someone like, shit. Make him eat that. Hey, what do you feel? You're going to smile? No, I'm going to fucking kill you. Oh, you've got that shit-eating anger. All right. Anyway, Fred Stoller. That was just crazy. That should not be an expression. There's too many of those.
Okay. Gino, what do you think? Fred Stoller is getting sued for $1 million.
He wrote a few books, and he's not very much of a ladies' man. So I'm going to guess, and I don't know, that he had a girl with him who wants writing credits and wants the money from the books.
Oh,
that's a great
And I'd like to say the reason why I'm guessing this is I did run into him randomly at the Grove about a month ago.
That's right.
Trying to pick up a chick.
Oh.
Or maybe picking her up. They seemed cozy.
Fred Stoller's trying to pick up, or you were trying to pick up his chick?
No, I was with the lady, and she was...
A lady you met on The Naughty Show!
That's true.
Right.
But they were cozy, and she was a good-looking woman.
All right, so he's probably paying for sex. That's what you just said. Oh. He's getting sued by an escort.
My guess. Sam and friends, is that... My guess is that friend of show, Fred Stoller, as I like to call him, I bet it's something to do with his book. I bet he put a detail in his book, and some person is suing him for defamation to a crazy level, as most of those stupid lawsuits are. It's like the stupider the lawsuit, the more you got to sue for.
Are you talking about the kid who went around acting like he was Eddie Murphy's kid and literally was at the comedy store? I go, dude. Do you know you look like Eddie Murphy's kid? And everyone's like, yeah, he's Eddie Murphy's son. And he's like, yeah. Now Eddie Murphy told him that he can't go around telling everybody he's Eddie Murphy's son. Yeah. And now he's suing him for saying he has the right to use the last name Murphy.
Wait, the non-Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does have the right, but no.
Yeah, no. So he's suing for $50 million. So that goes along with what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's the dumbest thing.
I'm going to go with the same thing you said. He put something in that book that someone said isn't necessarily true, and they're suing him saying that he totally lied.
You guys are so right on. Yes, it's over the book. He's getting sued by Kenny Kramer.
Kenny Kramer.
He's getting fucking sued by Kramer.
Who's Kramer?
Fucking Kramer. Kenny Kramer is the guy who Kramer on Seinfeld is based on. And Kenny Kramer is crazy, too. You know what
Seinfeld? Yeah, so this is crazy suing crazy?
This is...
Or do we think Fred Stoller's crazy?
No, Fred Stoller has nothing to do with it. He just wrote this book. Right. And he puts this little tale in it about... Because, you know, Kenny Kramer does the reality tours in New York.
Yeah, no, it's based when on Seinfeld, Kramer did the Peterman, the real Peterman tour.
Yes.
That's based on the real Kramer giving Kramer tours.
Yes.
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 So, basically what happened was...
He went on the tour.
Yes.
He was the guest on the tour, and he writes about it in his book. And he says there's a guy on the tour that is just yelling random things and from Seinfeld as they're passing stuff, whether or not it's related. And they were in the Village, and the guy yelled something, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, in a predominantly gay area of New York. That was the line in the book. He's Kenny Kramer suing for $1 million for defamation. As if it, you know, no one ever said that. It makes him look homophobic. Like, okay, first of all, that's insane. It doesn't make you look homophobic. It's clearly a line from a TV show that everyone knows, everyone gets. And
right.
It's not a negative thing to say. That's
right.
The point of the phrase.
Right, right, right.
So
he's saying, so Stoller said that Kramer said that? Or are you saying someone in the crowd just said
that? No, somebody that worked with him. Said it. So they're in cahoots, but it happened on his tour. And he's like, real Kramer was like, you made it seem like we barely knew each other. We were friends. And Fred Stoller's like, well, we weren't really that good of friends. I was surprised you let me stay at your house. It's like, you stayed at his house? That's how he got him
on
the tour.
And I bet you that fucking Kramer dude just running next door to grab shit for Fred and him to eat all fucking day.
Do you think when he was on the tour, he bitched to the fact that Doug Benson wouldn't put him on his podcast too the whole time?
No, he bitched that they wouldn't put him on the Weezer cruise, the thing Doug Benson does all the time.
He doesn't like us anymore, or he does?
I don't know if he doesn't like us. I don't think he's very excited about doing porn acting class.
No, yeah, he likes us. Yeah, like he talked to me about
all, right,
all
that's
this.
Good.
He was super happy to see me and couldn't stop talking about the Naughty Show to the woman he was with when
I love
ran into
Fred
him.
Stoller.
He was cool.
He did not seem very happy. Remember, he goes,
but
he
never does.
Oh, I have friends watching this. Oh.
Yeah, but don't you think he's like that when he's like buying waffles at the grocery store?
Right,
like, oh,
exactly.
I go, generic. He's just.
In person, like he seemed the same exact way. It doesn't seem like a character.
No, I don't think that it is.
No, it's him.
Because he reiterated to her the story about him eating the edibles that he told on the show. And it was, pretty much watching an act. And it was great. It was great. And it doesn't seem like that's an act for him. It seems like that's just who he is, telling a story.
Who he really is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Controversy.
So more Naughty Show controversy coming at you.
Now he's got a Kickstarter going.
Nice.
Because here's what sucks.
To pay for the legal fees?
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
I just stopped everything.
What was so funny was I was mid at 9:41 in the P's, and Vicky and I talked at the same time, and the look on her face was like, oh God, I've wronged horribly. She's like, I stepped on a P's. Don't worry about it, Vicky. We're rolling up right now on 9:42 in the P's.
Now, hold on.
Try
Fred Stoller has started a Kickstarter?
Yeah, because here's
the
thing.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I have his number.
Will you tell him to call in?
Right now?
Yes.
Whoa, that is...
What's that?
That can't happen.
Yes, it can. We have the technology.
I don't know what I don't know what the number is.
Let him know we
is.
Want some word vomit and see if he takes that compliment so highly he can't shut up.
I mean, he would probably need the Kickstarter because you get raped when you write books, so he probably gets only $1 a book, and he probably hasn't sold 1 million yet.
Hey, Gino, right. I don't know if you walked in late, but we were dealing with a... little bit of what was our earlier controversy, Sammy?
Word vomit?
Word vomit.
See, I did hear that, and I got to say...
High compliment, or...
I think it is a compliment, because...
Dirty move,
could be taken
Gino.
two different ways. One, you could think of it as...
I don't know how vomit could ever be taken one way.
Well, when someone's joking...
It could be...
And then he vomited! He had a shit-eating grin after he vomited.
Well, when she's saying
he looked
word
like
vomit.
He had a big pile of shit right after he vomited.
Oh, my God.
This guy was on cloud 11. Oh, that's a phrase, too. Yeah. No, there's clouds higher than 9 when you get super happy. He was on cloud 11 or 12 because he had a shit-eating grin after he vomited.
Dude, stop. I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah, you'd love that.
So the two sides of vomit for me would be, one, a really disgusting, stinky vomit.
Yes.
Which would be a
negative.
But it could be it was just so coming out so fast and so you know, improvisational.
Unfiltered.
It might have been a compliment.
It was an act of nature.
It's like brain fart, that expression, brain fart.
You mean
it
when you say gross. You mean when you say something you didn't mean
yeah,
to?
Yeah, but has
at
anyone
time?
Ever said, anyone have ever said, hey man, great brain fart?
Dude, you really nailed that pie chart meeting with that brain fart out there. The client seemed really impressed. The thing that came out of your brain that was bad.
Brain farts at its finest.
Yeah.
Is it the Brain Fart Awards?
Brain Fart Awards. Brain Fart Awards goes to Brad, who actually called the client his grandma at one time. Brad, shout out for the nice brain fart, Brad. Really nice way to wine and dine him. Shout out to Brad at the 9th annual Farties. Somebody's going to go home with one of these beautiful, beautiful trophies.
We should have an award show.
Welcome to the 9th annual Brain Farts.
Oh, man.
Your host.
So we're not getting Fred Stolen
call. No, I'm picturing, I got this text. I don't know what to do. He'll panic.
Yeah.
He will panic if I'm like, call right now.
No, tomorrow it'll be like.
Tell me why I'm helping with his Kickstarter.
As I was texting it, I'm like, he's not going to do this.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
So many questions. Plus, and can I be honest with you? One of the tiers on his Kickstarter is you can have him on your podcast, and I really don't think we can afford it.
We get freebies.
We have to pay for him to come on?
Well, look, donators can get him to come on for a set price, and based on his
what's
prizes...
The price? What's the price?
$500. I mean...
Should we do a Kickstarter to get him on to talk about his Kickstarter?
He would probably come on here.
Oh my God!
Talk about it.
If he doesn't, we absolutely should do the Kickstarter within the Kickstarter, the Inception Kickstarter. It's a Kickstarter within a Kickstarter within another Kickstarter. And then somebody's bidding to like come and visit the show when Fred Stoller's on the show. It's a Kickstarter, Kickstarter within a Kickstarter.
We'll dissipate off. We'll get Fred Stoller super fans to come in and donate upwards of $25.
Fred Stoller, welcome to the podcast. I'm a big fan of your work. What was it like to work with Jerry? Now, Dumb and Dumber, Fred, I love that bit where you're impatiently waiting outside of the phone booth and get punched through the glass. Always really was a rip tickler.
Oh my God.
You're on fire, dude.
Why didn't Kenny Kramer sue Seinfeld?
I mean, because it makes too much fucking sense that he's Kramer. He's the king of the long shots.
He's like, who can I sue that won't burn bridges?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he probably is doing a lot of free stuff off of Seinfeld that if he did that would just get shut down.
Oh, so, yeah, right. No more tours.
If Seinfeld's the shark, he's that little fucking weird fish on the bottom that's like, grub. Like eating the little shit the shark's like, I don't have time to eat that fucking dumb crumb.
He's a barnacle?
No, he's not a barnacle, no. If barnacles were on sharks. No, there's these dumb little fishes.
What are those called? Those little fishes that fall? I thought those were barnacles.
Nobody knows. No, barnacles are like a fucking shelled.
Why do you swear?
Because I'm very passionate about my shellfish, Sammy.
Remora?
Remora? Is that what they are? I don't know. You could just write anything right there. We'd believe it.
The clamtora fish. Okay, interesting.
The clamtora fish.
The rockabilly fish. That's right. That's the one.
Final thing, let's get into it. The Naughty Show last Thursday. Feelings, everybody. First of all, killed with L.A. Speed.
Yeah.
Great. Now I got competition.
Explain. Yeah. Explain for the listeners what went
on. Well, let's
on.
Get into it. All Naughty right. Show, packed lineup.
Yep.
I think this is the first time from start to finish where the entire show was awesome. There's not one moment where I wasn't like, wow. That didn't go well, or, ooh, they're struggling. Everybody killed the moment they got on stage. The dancers were top shelf. Every comic killed. The video killed. You and Jason Tebow's character fucking killed.
Yeah.
I could, yeah. No, well, Jason and I decided to be L.A. Speedweed's sister organization, L.A. Speed.
Which was the first ever crystal meth
It's a meth dispensary. And, yeah. And Gino, while he's very fast, this business is very fast. I mean, the speed, LA Speedway, they're going to get it there fast.
Yeah.
We'll get it there in 8 minutes, or Jason will suck someone's dick.
Yeah, so that was basically it. Every time you came out, you guys were a little bit more fucked up on drugs.
Well, yeah, eventually Teeb was basically... I mean, dude, he is the funniest fucking dude in so many ways. But in the seriousness of putting a cock on his sock and walking out, essentially.
Sock on his cock.
No. That's what we ended up doing. But when we were spitballing, he actually put his cock on his sock. Put the system on trial. Fucking out of the box shit, dude. But he put a sock on his cock. And I covered himself in foil, and he was like, "Do you like this look? Is this a good look?" It's like, "Yeah, it's great."
Morgan Murphy tweeted some amazing pictures.
Yeah.
Of Tebow getting ready. It was
amazing. Yeah.
Those are really cool pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, it was hilarious, and I just want to say, Gareth, please start your Kickstarter because you're about to be sued for $1 million.
Oh!
You son of a bitch.
Controversy!
You son of a bitch.
Controversy!
I've loved you for years, Gino.
You could pay it off by doing an
auction for me. Controversy!
You son of a bitch.
Controversy!
That's what you're doing, right? You're just shouting. Someday you'll be walking down a street just shouting that, waiting for that sting, and it won't come. Controversy.
Dancers were great.
Yeah.
They're very sexy.
Yeah, so you can't feel... Why do you want to fucking kill yourself? You have a great show. You feel good about it. What were we pissed about? Nothing
just,
about that.
It's just LA stuff. It's LA stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the fucking problem with living in LA. I mean, the problem with living in LA is just, it's the cult. I mean, it really is like the competitive fucking.
I don't feel like anyone thinks I'm funny, to be honest with you. I feel I'm the only one because I'm the only one who ever puts myself in stuff. If I didn't cast myself, no one would cast me.
But that's how it works for so many fucking people.
Yeah, they're called homeless people.
No, they're not.
People who wait tables.
Dude, all Evan and I would do was just make videos. We would just make videos when we had fucking nothing going on, and it was for nothing, and then it would make, you know, sometimes shit would happen because of that, and you fucking, you know, good,
and what
dude.
Are you talking about? You're on a different podcast or radio show, like, every fucking day.
Yeah, but
you're
nobody
always
puts
guessed.
Me in their projects. That's it. This is the pity part. I was very happy with the show. You know, I learned a lot about the show and how to make it better. I want to thank, there's so many people who helped out. LA Speedway was great.
Thank you.
You guys really make that show. You're a huge part of that show.
I appreciate it. You know, it's a good time every time. You know, my life is a lot of fun when I'm working, and that's work for me, where I get to hang out with a bunch of my friends, a bunch of comedians, a bunch of beautiful women smoking
Kendall
weed.
Carson is hot as shit. She's hot. I just don't think she's popular with other porn stars.
She's maybe not popular.
I heard her talking to somebody about it backstage. She's like, they just get mad at me because I work so hard. And I'm like, interesting. But I got to be honest with you. I would use her again because she's such a great, one of the best interviews we'd had on stage.
She's very nice to me. She's very polite and nice.
I got
to
be honest with you. I mean, like, maybe I don't know because I'm not her competitor, but fucking really nice girl to talk to. Could answer questions like, you know, we've had girls on there on stage where they try to battle me to be who's funnier, and it just it's 10 minutes of just an abortion on stage.
Which is good, which is actually popular theater.
Which is the next theme of the next show. but we gave away a ton of sex toys. All the girls and all the boys walked home with sex toys. Everybody loves it. I don't know why. My whole thing was there was a good crowd there. I don't know why every seat isn't sold out at a naughty show.
Well, that is a huge.
It wasn't because there was a huge crowd there.
It was, but it should have been like every seat should have been. That I don't know why. There's not a better show.
Listeners, this room is massive.
It's 400 seats.
400 seats. Yeah, it's 400. So if you're picturing, you know.
400.
I would say that there was a lot of people there.
There was
a
ton of people there. You know. But I just wanted to be packed to the gills. And it was great. I was very happy.
It's a Thursday. You know, that is a weekday for a lot of people.
Yeah, and then we were following the 3-day weekend. It was great. I was happy with it. I mean, I'm still suicidal, but I was happy with it.
Plus, it's Black History Month, and you know that you have it.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of black people there.
There weren't?
Tiffany Haddish, murdered.
Dude, what the fuck,
so
huh?
Good.
She's just fucking hilarious.
People couldn't stop talking about it.
That's what happens when someone's
she's
fucking
gonna
hilarious.
Be huge. She's as funny as they get. She's as funny as they get. Let's get into what do we got, Push? Where are you gonna be?
Yeah.
Well, I will be in the, I don't think. Oh, actually, you know what I'm gonna do is the All Things Comedy Show.
Awesome. Yeah, the
I'm
Largo
doing one of those.
Show.
Yeah, I'm doing one of those
oh,
Largo
awesome.
Shows.
Congratulations.
Yeah. On I think March 12th, but I might
awesome.
Be wrong. Yeah.
Boom.
So
that's great.
That. I'll plug that. That'll be my plug.
What do you got to push?
March 7th, Whittier, California. I'll be at the Ultra Lounge at the Radisson.
That's
doing
so
stand-up
awesome.
Comedy.
Congratulations. That's great.
Thanks.
March, these are the dates I'm pushing because I just want to fill this room. March 18th, I will be in Portland at the Fun House. March 19th, I will be in Seattle at the Highline. Please go to samtribbley.com. And following that, I'm at Heckler's in Victoria, Canada. Please come hang out. I want to rock. I want to rock.
There we
oh.
go.
Oh, by the way, we have our design for the new Illuminati shirts. What do you think? I have
Illuminati.
A buddy of mine who will take that picture we talked about with Malice
uh-huh.
and turn it into a t-shirt.
Okay.
I'm going to do
it. It's a pretty great picture.
Illuminati.
Well, he sent me a picture. Like, he texted it to me, and it's just an Instagram. And he's like, this should be a shirt. And it's like, how do you, like an iron on? Like,
no,
I had no,
no
idea what you were picturing.
He's
going to
take
made.
And make it black and white and just put Illuminati under it. Boom, there's your shirt.
Illuminati, are you ready for your shirt?
And my album, Believe in Yourself, should be out. The artwork's all done.
There we go.
Just waiting for liner notes. Charlie did a great job editing it.
There we go.
And I'm just, nice. It's ready to go. Boom, boom, boom.
Attaboy, Sammy boy.
And hold on, real quick, where can they go?
LASpeedweed.com.
That's right. It's LASpeedweed.com.
We got our new OC office open, and we're all over LA.
That's
all
right, Orange County. You're about to get a lot greener.
And our good friend Charlie, birthday party coming up?
Yeah, birthday party, my birthday party, this Thursday at the House of Blues in the VIP room. Everybody here has a ticket. And I'd like to give a big shout out for Decline for making two posters for me for free and a t-shirt design.
Oh, that's
wow.
so nice.
Fucking love that guy.
Yeah, dude. Well,
he's
you know,
the best. Follow him at The Decline, D-E-K-L. E-I-N.
And Charlie, I'm really appreciative of all the social media shit you do. You work your ass off. Sarah, do you got anything going on? Anything? New haircut? Okay.
She's talking in the other room.
Okay. I can't hear. Okay. You're going to write something? Show on the 14th of March at the store, at the Comedy Store. So if you're in town the 14th, and by then I think Alex will be deported back to his goddamn country. All right, guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys on the other side. Playboy Radio, we're the Naughty Show.
A little rapped all night about a suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face. Funky little boat race. The television man is crazy. Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get I'm a dude man.
Older young dude.
Hey, dude.
Carry the news.
Where are you?
Lorenzo Lamas? Check.